Friday, August 3rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. If the trade war and tariffs continue unresolved, they will depress 2018 crop revenue and weigh heavily in projections for the 2019 crop production cash flow. Ag Secretary Perdue made it clear that the tariff relief package was just a one-time deal and not to expect it in 2019. There is no election in 2019 either, so there are no votes to buy. Right now, it is just the farmers impacted by tariffs, but if this continues, landlords and bankers and input suppliers and even the rural Main Street will get dragged into the arena. Without some kind of subsidy, grain, soy, hog, dairy, and likely even cattle prices will produce very negative cash flows for producers next year, even catastrophic results. While there are some who are complaining about the tariff payment this year, saying it is not needed, bankers will force producers to go to the FSA office and sign up to have loan applications taken seriously. Not many farmers are totally debt-free enough to turn down income. There are only a couple of places to go to find cost savings next year to help align with reduced revenue, landlords, and crop input suppliers. Both will be very interested in the size of the tariff relief payments. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is the Trump whisperer, and even he says that payments will not make farmers whole. Crop margins were narrow, too small to absorb another substantive hit to revenue loss and stay in the black. The tariff relief payment should be enough to push the prospects for an ag recession off into 2019. That was the intention. $7 to $8 billion of the $12 billion total will reportedly go for direct payments for soybeans, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hogs. The CCC will also reportedly buy surplus fruits, nuts, legumes, beef, pork, and milk for distribution to food aid and nutrition programs. That will be the second largest expenditure. Some $234 million has been allocated for trade promotion programs. Perdue says that it would be possible for farmers to get cash aid by October, but they would have to get the crop harvested and yield results turned into the FSA after the sign-up for that. He was suggesting farmers could get checks ahead of the election. This program is paid for by a spending authorization for the CCC that was entirely separated from the Farm Bill. There will be a chance for another payment under ARC or PLC in the next Farm Bill. We will be discussing those programs again later. Farmers will again have to make a one-time election of which program to sign up for that goes for the duration of the Farm Bill like last time. There is also the possibility of crop insurance revenue claims if soybean prices do not recover by October. Many of our trade issues should have been litigated at the WTO, but that process would have taken too long and been too much work for Trump, so he took a different direction. Trump has no confidence in the WTO. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The U.S. still controls most of the mechanisms of world commerce. One of the problems that we have with trade with the European Union is that they do not follow the science determinations of the WHO, declaring adherence instead to the precautionary principle. The WHO says that GMOs are safe. So is hormone-fed beef, ractopamine-produced pork, and chickens rinsed in a chlorine bath. But the European Union uses these phyto issues as trade barriers rather than adhere to science. Trump did not gain any movement on this in his talks in Washington. In fact, it is getting worse because the European Union is balking at the use of CRISPR, which is another means of genetic modification that classifies them as the same as GMOs. Sonny Perdue admitted that the European Union version of what occurred at recent trade talks was the correct version. They did not want to even talk about ag issues, but says that they will have to. Darn right. In my opinion, Europe's ag trade barriers are the worst in the world, and the Chinese fashioned theirs after them. They'll buy more U.S. soybeans, but they were going to do that anyway because China made the price of soybeans in Brazil too expensive for them, forcing them here. If they bought all of their 15 million metric ton here, it would not come close to replacing China in the market. They have not conceded on GMOs or anything else on agriculture, so there is no factual basis for the claim that the market in Europe has been opened. If there is no resolution of the trade war with China, this fall and winter farmers will point out to landlords how tariffs and the trade war are reducing their revenue and that their margins project red for 2019. The landlords will point to the payment Trump is giving them and tell tenants to go ask Trump for more. Bankers will get involved in that discussion too. If the trade war hasn't been solved by next spring, the corn and cotton market, maybe even some spring wheat, will likely look better to farmers than soybeans. Farmers are going to have to get tougher still on input suppliers. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in rural Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.